calling Mr. Lunade? You said you were calling Mr. Swenson?
Yes.
Okay. Excuse me.
This is what we get for trying to consolidate all topics. We've asked Mr. Swenson to come up and testify. Mr. Swenson, are you the one who oversaw or did the analysis on traffic impacts in the primary and secondary zones?
Yes, as far as the calculations go, yes.
Okay, and was there a spreadsheet that you used to analyze this this question?
Yes.
Okay, and does that spreadsheet appear on the screen behind me?
Yes.
Okay. And Madam Examiner, for the record, we're having copies made, and when they arrive, I'd like to offer them into the record.
Okay.
But we'll be talking and working off of the spreadsheet in the meantime.
Which part of I can see and part of I can't?
okay, so can you walk us through the spreadsheet and your analysis on the question of relative project impacts in the secondary impact zone versus relative to impacts in the primary zone?
Sure. So I'll talk first just in terms of conceptually how we went about doing that, and then I'll talk through the spreadsheet specifically. So the process we went through is we examined the seven arterials that were studied in the TDR and referenced in the TDR. We looked at the proportionate share of the project-related trips, the CMP-related trips, at each of those corridors, established an average impact for each of those corridors, and then it took the average impact for all seven corridors to estimate the average within the primary impact zone. And did a similar process within the secondary impact zone. So it's an intersection pro rata based calculation for all arterials that were identified in the arterial speed analysis. So in terms of the spreadsheet, now that we all have that in front of us.
Can I ask, I didn't get it marked and offer it into the record, and then you can.
So
if
we sort of
launch
exhibit
A36, and I'd like to offer it into the record.
Perhaps you could just give a testimony about it before we agree to the
Can you continue walking us through the spreadsheet?
Yeah. So in terms of the spreadsheet, on the left-hand side, the corridors themselves are identified. Within that corridor, you will see, for example, 11th Avenue Northeast, primary impact zone, 11th Avenue Northeast, secondary impact zone. As you go from the left to the right, left to right on the page, next column is just our own reference number, study intersection number, and then it lists the study intersection itself. Next column over identifies the percent impact at a 20% SOV and full build of the campus master plan. Okay, and that process then for each of those corridors is repeated as you go from the top to the bottom of the page. On the far right hand side of the page is the calculation shown for the primary zone and the secondary zone at each of the corridors. And you will see, for example, the 8.5% that is shown for the 11th Avenue Northeast corridor within the primary impact zone in the summary table aligns with the 8.5% on the left-hand side under the primary impact zone average percent impact. And that is repeated then for all corridors, and the average then shown there for the primary impact zone at 11.2%. And then within the secondary impact zone, you'll see 2.9%. You'll see some 0% because that corridor does not have a secondary, does not extend into the secondary zone, or we did not have traffic assigned at the intersection within the secondary zone.
And you've written your assumptions there below the two boxes, right? That it's 20% SOV assumed and full build out.
Correct.
And are the two bolded figures at the bottom, the 11.2% and the 2.9%, those are averages of the figures in the table above?
Correct.
And the data that comes out of this table is, can you tell us where the actual counts in the data comes from?
Sure. Within the primary zone, as Ms. Akutanza mentioned, the primary zone numbers can be calculated from looking at, within the TDR, the figures 5, 3.
I'm sorry, TDR is the Transportation
Discipline Report. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Thank you.
So within the primary zone, they can be calculated by looking at figures 5, 3, 5, 4, 5, 5, and 5, 6. Within the secondary impact zone, you would have to refer to the level of service worksheets and the traffic volumes that are shown in the synchro outputs to get the distinction between the no action and the alternative one intersection volumes.
And where are those worksheets?
Those are in Appendix B, as in baby, of the Transportation Discipline Report.
Okay. And this is a report that you, I know, with the assistance of some of your staff, but you and your staff prepared, correct?
Correct. I think I might need to clarify. I think it might be Appendix C, maybe. I don't. We have a printout of it because it's 800 pages, but it's in the appendix of the Transportation Discipline Report.
He's looking at the TDR itself, the Transportation Discipline Report.
Okay, which exhibit is that?
It is
a
portion of
19.
A19. You're holding in your hand the key to all data.
Yes.
It's in there.
I'm just wondering, for the record, that thumb drive-like device, is that part of the record?
Mm-hmm.
I'm looking to the examiner.
I don't know. The thumb drive we got from SDCI, I thought was all of their documents.
So,
or was it all of the exhibits?
Just to clarify my question, this is at the end of one of the documents that is part of A19, Final Environmental Impact Statement, Appendix D. When my friend just held up the actual copy of it, in the back is an envelope. In the envelope is a key-like device that is a thumb drive that they can explain it. I'm just trying to determine whether this is part of the record.
And we don't know because we don't have anything that looks like that. What we have are the giant notebooks that are the EIS. And so not having gone through all of those yet, I don't know if there's an envelope now.
Madam Examiner, I can clear this up. Because we're the ones who submitted the A exhibits.
Right.
We took everything that's on the key drive and printed it out, and it's in your stack. So you have a hard copy version of what's on that key drive.
Okay.
And if I may, sorry to interrupt the flow here, but a key drive is different from a USB drive. How?
It's the same thing. You call it a key drive, so I'm calling it a key drive.
So this is something that can turn into a USB slot?
You should.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to, yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
And if I find that I don't have it, I'll let you know. But you're saying all those documents are printed off on that. All right.
That's correct, ma'am.
The version of the EIS is like 6 binders long.
It is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's why.
So
I'm sorry to have interrupted. I now have it on my screen. I appreciate that. You would continue, please.
So I asked which appendix, I think you were looking to see which appendix.
C as in calf.
Okay,
that's the data.
Okay. So at this point, I'm going to offer the spreadsheet into the record.
And
that's the end of the testimony about the spreadsheet.
That is.
We have no objection. All right, so Exhibit A36
is admitted.
That
concludes our
testimony.
Okay, Mr. Nguyen.
Ah, thank you, Mr. Swenson. Sorry I got off. That's much time with this defensive. Things that it was you who were the source, so my apologies to her. Again, I want to make certain I'm tracking here so we can understand your math, but I appreciate having a spreadsheet to have to work from. So, let me make certain as I walk through I understand. I'm looking at this, I'll call it the second column that has study intersection number.
Mm-hmm.
See that? Are those the same? Do those correspond to the numbers I see in figures 5.3 to 5.6 of the what you're calling the TDR?
Mm-hmm. Let me confirm. Yes, they do.
Thank you. Then as we look down, I guess I'm... Let's see what the row number is. So, let's look at the rows that you have lined off here for 11th Avenue Northeast primary impact zone. Do you see that?
I do.
And then, 5 or 6 rows down, you have a italics, primary impact zone, average percent impact 8.5.
Yes, I see that.
Is that a weighted average or just a straight average of the numbers above?
That's a straight average.
So in that sense, an intersection with very low volume carries as much weight as an intersection with very high volume, is that correct?
Correct, as far as these calculations, yes.
Thank you. The assumptions are 20% SOV at full build-out. Would it make a difference if you had used 15% SOV at full build-out?
Yeah, the percent that we're showing here in terms of 11% and 3% would come down.
You think both would come down proportionally?
I wouldn't want to speculate.
So why did you use 20% at full build-out?
In my previous testimony, in terms of our scoping process with the city, we determined 20% was a more conservative analysis for purposes of the SEPA documentation.
Okay. Am I correct in recalling that the goal, at least as stated in the CMP, is 15%?
Correct.
Turning to the summary tables in the upper right, primary impact zone summary by corridor, secondary impact zone summary by corridor. At the bottom of each, there's an average percent impact. Is that
straight average of numbers above, not weighted? Correct, straight.
So again, each of those lines carries equal weight, if even if one of those corridors happens to have substantially more volume than another using this calculation?
Correct.
Okay.
It's similar to the methodology in terms of the average 14% decrease in terms of a non-weighted.
And now I'm going to take a big gulp and say, let's look at the data so I can make sure I'm tracking. I hope this goes more smoothly. So for the data sources, you pointed us to the data in the, I'll call it the DER, figures 5.3 to 5.6. Did I understand that correctly?
That's correct.
And that's for the primary impact.
Correct.
As Ms. Acutenza pointed out, I believe she pointed out that in those figures we have total and project figures. Is that your understanding?
That's correct.
Okay. Now, the data for the secondary impact zone, I started to write and then I got diverted on my key drive.
Sure.
But I wrote something about synchro worksheets.
Yeah, so the level of service, synchro is the traffic the analysis software that we use to calculate the intersection level of service. The printouts for those, each intersection is included in the appendix. And so comparing for any one of the intersections in the secondary impact zone, if you compared the no action worksheet and looked at it relative to the alternative one worksheet, you would know the worksheets themselves.
I'm multitasking.
You would compare the volumes and you'd be able to calculate the differential from the worksheets.
Okay. And so the intersections that you looked at for secondary zone impacts, those are the ones that are labeled A through G, are they, on figure 5.7 of the TDR?
Yes.
Okay. And as I recall, let me just add that. Forget what I recall. Does this just have the total traffic figures that, as opposed to the project related ones?
Correct. 5.7 is the total with project forecasted traffic volume.
And where would I find the project related trips for A through G?
You'd have to look at the worksheets, the level of service worksheets that are in the appendix,
okay,
and compare the difference in the volumes between no action and alternative one.
So again, with a big gulp, could we take a look at Appendix C and just show me what I'm about to get?
Sure, let's do it.
Okay.
You might want to put it up on the screen now. To do that.
Whole thing.
Or I can stand over your shoulder.
Don't know if that would work. Madam Alexander, I understood from my friends that you've got a printout of C, and I don't know if you can follow along by looking at a printout.
It's probably better to put it up on the screen.
Okay.
I don't have
it
on
mine. Just
thank you for exposing me to a key drive. That is a new bit of technology.
I have to admit, I've never seen a key drive until you open an envelope either. It kind of all shapes and sizes, right?
Mike, what is the best application to use to open this? Is it Word?
No, whenever Adobe's fine. Should you have PDF?
I'd offer my math.
You want to drive off yours?
Oh, yeah.
We can just plug yours in.
Yeah. We can use your computer over here.
Thank you.
it's opening. Hold on. I'm going to find the 11th and 50th. I'll pull that one up and we can walk through that. Does that work?
I have a PDF of it on my screen, so if you could help me get to it, that'd be
sure. Let me find it here. So, page 175.
The PDF page, sir?
Yes. PDF page 175. So, 175 of 818. So this one, so on the screen, when I was referring to the synchro level source worksheets on the screen, is what I was referring to. These are the printouts from the software program. There's lots of information in this. This is all of the calculations and details that go into the science behind level source. The numbers I'm referring to would be shown in the second shaded, so on the very top header there, it says movement, and then there's all the arrows, eastbound left, eastbound through, eastbound right. The second line down that's shaded in blue says traffic volumes, and that is the traffic volumes that I'm referring to. So the sheet that's shown on the screen right here is the no action. If you were to pull up the alternative one scenario, compare the volumes to the no action along that line, that delta would be the trip assignment that we would have in the secondary zone.
Okay.
Well, that's a primary zone intersection, but...
Okay, so could you show us an example? Well, I don't want to belabor it, but how would I go about finding where the... If I wanted to, say, find intersection E, you know, how would I go about...
So they're all... they are all sequential, if you will. So the secondary zones are at the end. I'll just kind of show you. I'll find it and I can give you a reference point. I was scrolling through here to try and find it.
What was your question again, Mr. Nguyen?
I believe I do. My question is, where in here can I find the data for the secondary impact zones, both for the no action alternative?
Right. Yeah, we were discussing before.
Right. Yeah. So PDF page number 701 is the intersection of 12th and 65th for the no action weekday PM peak hour.
Okay.
So ultimately,
does that correspond to intersection D?
Correct.
And so can you tell me that is, that's D and that's the no action, you said?
That is the no action. The scenario is on the upper right-hand corner.
Thank you. I see that. And so there's then somewhere I can find a similar one for
alternative one.
Alternative
one, are they grouped nearby, yes, the alternative one for that intersection 12th and 65th is on PDF page 716. Secondary zone.
But how do you use that within the secondary? Is it one subtracted from the other?
One is subtracted from the other, correct. And then the project trips are the numerator and the total of entering volume.
Okay.
The forecast with project is the denominator.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And thank you to everybody for your indulgence as we work through that. Stepping back a bit, when trying to come up with a relative impact measure between primary and secondary impact zones, why is traffic volume the relevant metric?
For the relationship between those?
Right.
I think to the extent that the primary zone is based on a proportionate share, as we get into the secondary zone, the impacts of the project are less, as there's less traffic. So keeping the same approach in evaluating the primary and the secondary would be important.
You want to compare apples to apples, is it?
Correct.
Would it make more sense if, let's say we're trying to assess, as we are here, the CMP's impact on ITS and bus rapid transit. Wouldn't it make more sense to compare the apples of travel speed impacts to the apples of travel speed impacts rather than, say, just volume?
I think there's multiple ways to do it. I think it's important to understand that the arterial analysis that's done, the travel speeds, the corridor operations are influenced by the operations of the signals themselves. So the impacts of the traffic at the intersections themselves are influencing corridor performance. So a share based on intersection experience, if you will, would be appropriate.
It would be, if you had figures for impacts on travel speed, would that be a better metric than volume, or do you think volume is a better metric?
The volume, the traffic volumes drive intersection performance. Intersection performance drives the corridor performance. So if you chase that back to kind of the core assumption or the core driver, it's the traffic volumes at the intersections themselves.
Further questions? Thank you very much,
Mr. Nothing further.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Swenson.
Yeah.
All right. I'm not sure that's rebuttal witness.
That is our last rebuttal witness.
I'm just conferring with
all right.
Sean with the
team. All right.
We have no further witnesses to offer. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Well, let's see. So I'm looking at the date. And today is the 12th. We expected to finish on the 15th. We were looking at briefs on the 7th of January, correct?
We were.
And that's still what you want to look at?
Is the examiner inviting more time?
No, I'm saying,
I'm glad you said it first.
I'm saying, do we tell the University of Washington that this is unexpected and we may be like 3 days late because we finished early? So 3 days past the 30 days to get my decision or recommendation.
If it's a holiday, we would appreciate meeting you where it is.
All right, that's fine. So the hearing didn't really finish until Friday. That's what we'll say.
Fair enough.
Because I have 30 days from the day of the hearing finishing. So, all right. So we have a schedule for the briefing. Look at that. And those were to be simultaneous. Is that correct?
That's based correct. On your
That's what I think, yes. Okay, yeah.
And just
all
to
right.
clarify, Madam Examiner, are you still, so as of now, you're no longer accepting comment letters, or are you keeping it open for that through, I know you have to do a site visit and...
I'm not keeping it open for comment letters through the site visit. I will keep it open for comment letters through the end of the day.
Okay.
And if we get anything that you do not have, we will email it to you.
Thank you.
Okay. Did you have something else, Mr. Nguyen?
Yes, just to note something that we noted at the beginning, that the university and the TCI continue to discuss ways to resolve some of the differences on the various conditions. So in terms of memorializing that, I was anticipating that any proposed findings and conclusions or perhaps or briefs would note how any conditions that particularly SDCI is proposing differ from what is in the report, and to the extent necessary can offer modified or additional background to support that. And I just want to confirm that that is something that is workable in your end.
So what you're saying is you will not necessarily have worked out everything, but you will have worked out something on these places where you differ. Is that what you're saying? And you will give me something that says that.
Yeah, I'm focusing more on the areas where we agree to language that is different from the conditions that SDCI has already proposed.
Okay.
And I'm assuming, I'm going to check with you, that the appropriate way to do that would be in our briefing, be they through proposed findings and conclusions or just our briefs, to identify for you where SDCI is proposing a condition different from what is in the report.
Okay.
Is that acceptable to you that we are flagging that in that manner?
Yes, that meaning different than what's in the report, not necessarily the same as what the university is proposing.
In some cases, it may be the same, in others, no.
Okay, then go ahead.
If I may suggest, we've submitted as an appendix to our pre-hearing brief a table.
Why don't you give me a revised...
An updated table, perhaps, that we'll work with the city on.
Mm-hmm.
And then the only additional question I would have is, would it be helpful to your, say, homework on all of this if we previewed for you which ones we've got some agreement on versus what we're still working on versus what we don't have agreement on? I don't know.
Not if that's helpful to you.
Not at this point.
Not at this point. But if you could get something to me that is just basically a revised Appendix A, or
that's
as you called it,
yeah.
That will show the changes that you've agreed upon versus the ones that you have not. And obviously the university's still possibly going to suggest alternative language to what is not different than what you've already suggested.
Correct.
So that gives you that freedom to do that. Proposed findings and conclusions, it's something that the university brought up. Is it still something that you want to do?
I think it is something that we'd like to do.
All right. Okay. Anything else?
I just want to confirm, I was not here for the pre-hearing conference, never mind.
All right.
I don't get any clarification.
Okay.
Thank you.
Anything else we need to cover today?
No.
All right. Thank you all.
Thank you.
And the hearing will be adjourned effectively 5 o'clock. Because there are a lot of letters.